arouse this motivation and the inspiration to realize the perfect awakening of a Buddha for the sake of all sentient beings. And so in this way we arouse the aspirational bodhicitta. But then thanks to the kindness, the wisdom of Dzogchen Lingpa and our many other teachers, we have not only the vision of awakening, but we also have a path. Starting from where we are right now, step by step, culminating in the awakening of a Buddha. With that awareness that the path lies right before you. Then venture into the engaging bodhicitta, applied bodhicitta. And step by step, settle your body, speech, and mind in the natural state. And come to that stillness, that vantage point from which you may direct the light of your awareness to the body, to your mind, to other phenomena. Come to that stillness, that clarity, simplicity. Since we've looked ahead in the text, you know it's coming, where Dzogchen Lingpa or Avalokiteshvara will guide us through an inspection, so to speak, of the various components of the body, one by one, noting, examining each one, that fill the entire space of the body, the skin and everything inside the skin. We can't see these parts, the liver, the spleen, and so on, but we know they're there, and we can imagine them. And in so doing, we can examine them. But now as a prelude to that, let's direct the light of mental awareness to the space of the mind, where we don't need to imagine the elements, the constituents, the qualities, the processes, the events that take place within this space. We can observe them directly. So let's begin by taking appearances and awareness onto the path. As we rest in the stillness of awareness and observe the space of the mind, which is still, and the many events, processes, movements, qualities that arise and pass, come and go within the space of the mind. Note the variety. You may label them discursive thought, memory, mental image, desire, emotion, space of the mind, consciousness, fantasy, and so on. Or you may simply note them without labeling them, still being aware of them with discerning awareness. So let's practice for a little while, simply noting the full range of objective appearances, subjective impulses, and the space in which these all occur, as we take appearances and awareness onto the path, settling the mind in its natural state. And now let's introduce an element of inquiry, shifting from shamatha to vipassana. As you note this wide range or diversity of mental events taking place within this space, each one having its own name, whether or not you deliberately label it, you already know it. Inspect them one by one as you continue to observe the space of the mind and whatever arises within it. And as you identify any of them, a discursive thought, a memory, image, whatever it may be, noting that each of these events has its own label, its own name, then ask, is any of these individually, or are any of them collectively, me? Including consciousness itself. It has its own label, consciousness. Is it also me? Is it I? Or is it simply consciousness, empty of I? And that goes for every thought, feeling, impulse, emotion, and so on. Each has its own name. Am I, each of us can ask, am I located in any of them? Or is each one empty of me? Including the space of the mind itself. Is it me, or is it just the space of the mind, empty of me? Are you anywhere to be found within this entire space of the mind? Whereas this whole space, with all of the myriad activities arising within it, like an empty house, empty of me, empty of a person, empty of I. Include the very observation, the very awareness of the space of the mind itself. Is that I? Or is it simply awareness having its own label, empty of I? Simply awareness. But then we may wonder, even if I'm nowhere to be found in the space of the mind, it's like an empty house. Clearly the events, impulses, thoughts, desires within this space are mine. So like a house owned by an absentee landlord who lives somewhere else, nevertheless owns the house and everything in it. So are you an absentee landlord of your mind? Does this space and the events in the space, do they really belong to you? And if so, where do you live? Where are you located? If you have the sense of having this mind, and to some degree controlling, managing this mind, where are you? Inside the space of the mind or outside the space of the mind? Examine closely. Where are you? You've seen the characteristics of thoughts, images, emotions, consciousness. You've seen their characteristics. You can identify them. But if you are apart from them, an absentee landlord, what are your characteristics by which you can know yourself, identify yourself?